Well, hello, this is Jo Tomlin. I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe and I'm talking with a performer. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mark Down from Blind Summit.
And what is Blind Summit?
Blind Summit is a puppet theatre company.
And what are you here doing at the Edinburgh Fringe?
We're doing our new show, which is called Henry, A Puppet Possessed.
Now, it touches on very serious subject matter. What made you choose to do that?
Oh, that's a hard question. It started from the puppet. A lot of our work starts from the puppet, and we had this puppet made of black plastic bin bags, and I looked at it for a long time, and we tried lots of things, and it came to the conclusion that it had to be a ghost. It had to represent grief, anger, and despair.
Now, there's a lot of physicality in your performance.
Right.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I guess that's just acting and who is, you know, it's based on a few people. It's based on a sort of collection of physical theatre directors and puppet directors, and probably mainly me, but inspired by a lot of them. So I guess that's where they're physical people.
Now, in the show, you begin by talking directly to the audience, mm-hmm. and you end that way too. Where did that choice come from?
That came from, I can tell you exactly, I've had this idea that I wanted to do a show that began with a director's talk, and then the director's talk never finished. I sort of love them and sort of hate them. And I love the idea that the director finishes the talk, walks off, and then appears on the stage and carries on. So that was the idea.
Now, this show has also been part of a combination of shows dealing with issues of death and depression. Have you been to any events around that yet, or are you going to be part of any?
How do you mean it was a part of a? I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. There's a booklet or a flyer that's been put out with some shows have been included that are dealing with death and subjects like that.
Oh, right. Oh, that's terrific. I didn't know we were in that. That's great.
Okay.
So, no, I haven't been to any of those events.
Okay.
But puppetry somehow always relates to these really beginning and end, you know.
And where did you learn how to do puppetry?
I learned to do it really working with Nick Barnes, who I set up the company with and who made this puppet. And we're sort of self-taught, but inspired by a lot of people, from Handspring to Philippe Gentil to various to Robert Lepage and Simon McBurney and Improbable and a variety of people. But mainly we just taught ourselves and figured out what we liked.
And so what was your last show? Because as you mentioned, you're a puppetry company. Could you talk a bit about the last show that you did?
Well, the last show I performed was a show that we have that we made in 2011 here in the same venue called The Table, which is still touring. And actually, I'm not rewriting it anymore. It is actually finished. But it's also quite improvised, and we just did that in Spain, and that goes on and on and on.
So is there dialogue in that show?
There is, and in fact it's sort of a partner piece in a way to this show, because that show is a puppet on a table doing a monologue about being a puppet on a table. And so I sort of think this is a show about being a puppeteer. So it's sort of there, because this is a sort of puppet show with almost no puppets in it.
Yes, and you work with other companies with puppetry. Could you tell us about your freelance work?
Yeah, we've had some brilliant collaborations. Usually we collaborate as Blind Summit. We were just talking about Meet Fred, which is with Hijinx, which was a wonderful collaboration. And we've also done, you know, we've worked quite a lot in opera. We did a Madame Butterfly with Anthony Minghella, which is at the Met still, and will open in Vienna next year. And I have a next year going to do a prom with a Symphonie Fantastique in the Albert Hall, which I'm looking forward to.
So do you build all your puppets or do you have a design team?
A variety. We have a workshop and, I mean, I sort of design, but I work with people who are builders and designers. Puppetry is a kind of, it's kind of a craft in a way, so that everybody is a bit of everything. And so you'll get actors come in or performers come in who are amazing designers, and you'll get makers who are very good performers, and then you'll get people who, you know, can do odd combinations of things. So, yeah, but we do everything in-house, yeah.
So are you touring after this Edinburgh Festival?
Yeah, we go to, where are we going to? We're going to Romania and Spain with the table, and this is going to Spain for a bit, and then, I don't know, yeah.
So if you could have your dream show,
yeah,
what might you do?
it would be Vegas, and it would be a collaboration with, I don't know, oh my God, I'd love to do a massive puppet drama in the sort of Cirque du Soleil, I don't know, it's absurd, isn't it? Something like that. Yeah, I'd also, the other thing I'd love to do is a modern dress Chikamatsu play, who is a bunraku, the great Japanese poet. And I have this fantasy to do a sort of, to do for that what people do for Shakespeare. So sort of puppets in jeans.
Have you done any bunraku puppetry?
Most of our puppetry before this is bunraku style, three-man operated, but with a very contemporary twist. So and the puppet in Madame Butterfly is a bunraku style. It's not a bunraku puppet, but it's three-man puppet.
And even Fred was...
And Fred is, yeah, and the table. In fact, nearly everything we've done. And in a way, this is a three-man... The show is a sort of three-man puppet. The puppet itself isn't. But we do everything... The relationship between the three of us is the core of the piece.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon.
Total pleasure. I'm glad we got it all in. Lovely to meet you.